ナモバガバテワスデバヤ、
during the last few years of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's presence here on earth, he would regularly go to the beach of Puri and he would sit like we are sitting. But when he would see the ocean, the blue ocean, he would start to cry because he would remember a Vrindavan where, as Lord Krishna, in his incarnation of Lord Krishna, he would regularly sport in the blue waters of the Yamuna. Mahaprabhu's eyes used to go toward the beach and he would see some very, very nice trees. Trees we don't see so much at the moment. But he would see the trees of Puris. They were mostly palm trees. And he would remember the forest of Vrindavan. And he knew his time on planet Earth would soon come to an end. And at that time, as he was remembering the Yamuna by looking at the sea and remembering the forests of Vrindavan by looking at the trees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would start to speak his final instructions. And I would like to read some of these final instructions to you, because I believe it's very, very useful, for our own Krishna consciousness. Would you like to hear these instructions? He would talk in whatever he had said. These were many, 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 many things. He gave a summary of everything he had said so far. And as he spoke, very lovingly, remembering the goal of life, Lord Krishna, in Vrindavan, there was one great personality next to him. He's here on the picture. Rupa Goswami, he was there and he took notes about everything which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. He wrote everything down very nicely on palm leaves, and later he looked at the notes and he wrote from the notes which he took 11 wonderful verses, which are the best of verses. And these are the verses which form the guiding light for all the devotees in this world who want to also go to Goloka Vrindavan. In the first verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks about a necessity for a devotee. He must learn to control his senses and he must also learn to control his mind. If you cannot control your senses, you will always be in an insecure situation. And if you are not able to control your mind, then you are even more in trouble. Whatever the mind can change so easily. I was just thinking about when I was coming here with Murali Manohar. Murali Manohar said, "Oh, the Persian Gulf." And I noticed he was becoming sad, and I was thinking, why is Murali Manohar becoming sad? This looks so nice. Murali Manohar was remembering that so many wars have happened because people couldn't control their mind over the Persian Gulf. They came here to, and they didn't enjoy the beautiful eye of Lord Krishna, the sun. These people wanted power and
oil.
Yes, oil. How do we say oil?
Naft.
They wanted naft. Because they couldn't control their mind and senses, terrible wars that fought here, so that the Persian Gulf is red with the blood of war. Hare Krishna. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke about six obstacles which can happen in the life of a devotee. These obstacles are happening when you take too much of the material energy. Atyahara. Atyahara is usually translated to be eating too much. Do you know what happens when you eat too much? You become you become diseased, sick, and you begin to smell very intensely because the digestion is not working very nicely. So whenever you take too much of the material from the material energy, you become sick. You can eat too much, you can make too many endeavors, you can talk too much, prajalpa, you can practice too much without understanding the point, you can have wrong association too much, and you can be greedy for the world. These are obstacles. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said for all the devotees, my dear devotees, learn to take those things in your life which help you to advance in your spiritual existence. What are these six sources of enthusiasm? Six sources of enthusiasm. First is enthusiasm itself. Then, be confident that you reach Krishna's mercy. Be patient. Don't expect Krishna consciousness to happen after one day. Give up wrong association. Practice hearing about Krishna. And follow the footsteps of great souls. In the next three verses, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke about the main source of bhakti. Do you remember? What is the main source of bhakti? From where does bhakti come? Our actor who played Lord Krishna. This you should know. It comes from the association of devotees, sadhu sangha, correct? And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said how to live in the association of devotees. You should give presents to the devotees. You should accept presents from the devotees. I got today a mountain of presents. Everything I got. You should also give the devotees prasadam, and you should accept prasadam. And when you meet devotees, you should talk what is in your mind. You should ask them questions. How can I meet Krishna? Where is Krishna? And you should listen to the answers of the devotees. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's taught us also how we should respect the devotees. Those who are beginners, we should just offer our humble obeisances, sometimes from the distance, because beginners are sometimes a little troublesome. You might have noticed. To those who have received initiation and worship the deities, we should offer our very humble obeisances. And those who are always thinking of Krishna, who love Krishna, we should serve them. What can I do for you? And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke about something which I find very important for the devotees who live in major towns like New York or Paris or Tehran or Berlin. See, sometimes when you are together with devotees, you see also those things which disturb you. Have you noticed when you are with devotees, sometimes there are also disturbing things. It's not always very, very nice. There might be some quarrel and so on. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, don't see this. Don't focus your eyes on the trouble spots. See that they are engaged in Krishna's service. And he gave an example which Gaurahari and myself could understand very nicely this year. He said, Mother Ganga may sometimes have foam and foul things drifting in Mother Ganga. But the intelligent devotee understands, oh, Mother Ganga is pure, and he takes a bath in the river because he knows the water is there. I remember I was going down to Mother Ganga, and then I saw two dead bodies, and there were crows on these dead bodies. I will make it quick because soon we eat prasadam. And they were eating the eyes of the dead bodies. Yes, crows. Kaka, kaka. Yeah. Yes. And I was thinking, oh no. If I go into Ganga, there will be 1,000,010 cholera bacterias who will all attack me so that I am dead in the next second. But then I remembered this verse. Why do you see the crows? See the pure water of the Ganga. And I went, joop, inside the Ganga. So when you are with devotees, don't see the crows. Don't see the trouble spots. See, oh, they are engaged in Krishna's service. What do you think, Ford? Wonderful. This is a wonderful example. Lord Chaitanya was telling about this in the sixth verse of this wonderful book, The Nectar of Instruction. Then, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke about the holy name, because that's his great subject matter. He said, in the beginning, the chanting of the holy name does not taste so good. It's like when a person is diseased and sick, at that time sugarcane tastes very bitter. So for a person who is diseased and is in ignorance, when he chants, oh, so boring, oh, so uninteresting, oh, and he feels some frustration. But when he continues to take the sugar cane, after some time when his disease goes, he will see it is very sweet. In the same way, someone who continues to chant Hare Krishna, he will after some time taste it as very, very sweet. It is when the ear is pierced. Remember the Kana Veda Sanskara? Then the channel is free and he can hear properly. Then Lord Chaitanya raised his voice. Very loudly he spoke. Now I will tell you the essence of all advice. Now, are you ready to hear this? An intelligent person should use the 24 hours of the day to hear about the wonderful name of God, His wonderful qualities, like how He is so merciful. He should hear about the beautiful form of Lord Krishna. He should also hear about the beautiful pastimes of Lord Krishna. See, when you see Lord Krishna, the first reaction will be that you cannot see Krishna, because you will be overwhelmed and you will faint. See, when you see a beautiful person in this world, you usually concentrate your eyes on one part of his body. For instance, the nose. I do not know if this is really a good example. One part of the body, maybe the eyes, or maybe something, usually it's the eyes or the lips, and so on. But with Krishna this is not possible, because, see, in this world only one part is extremely beautiful, is the leader of beauty, and everything else follows the beauty. But in Krishna's case, everything is beautiful. His feet are so beautiful. His knees are extremely beautiful. His wonderful navel is so beautiful. And his smile is so very beautiful. But his ears are also so beautiful. Everything is just an ocean of beauty. And it's just too much. Then you faint. It's a waves of beauty which overwhelm the devotee. Then Lord Krishna comes to the devotee and touches the devotee. And when Lord Krishna touches the devotee who has just now fainted, by the touch of God, the devotee again awakes and again sees Krishna, and again he faints. Then Lord Krishna plays his transcendental flute. Then the devotee is electrified by the sound. Where's the sound? Again sees Krishna. Faints. In this way it is described that Krishna's darshan is totally overwhelming for the devotee. And the essence of all advice is 24 hours, Ali. 24 hours. No skeptical questions, 24 hours. 24 hours just chanting and hearing about Lord Krishna. And in this way, by the chanting and hearing about Lord Krishna, you should follow your life. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, do this under the guidance of great devotees, and understand how the devotees in the spiritual world relate to Lord Krishna. And then in the last three verses, Lord Chaitanya takes us to a journey. He says, better than the world is the Vaikuntha planets, where Vishnu is. Better than Vishnu, Vaikuntha planets, is the town of Mathura. Better than Mathura is the forests of Vrindavan. Better than the forests of Vrindavan is the Govardhan Hill. Better than Govardhan is Sridharakund. Radhakund, Syamakund. Why is this always better, better, better? It is because in these places, devotees have different relationships to Krishna. So in the Vaikuntha planets, they are with full awe and reverence, and a little of they do service. But in Mathura, there are devotees who act as Krishna's parents. But in Vrindavan, there are many gopis who dance with Krishna as their lover. But in Govardhan, it's more secret. And in Radhakund, all the highest relationships live with Krishna. This is a little summary of what Lord Krishna, what Lord Chaitanya said. So every day, so yes, I think, I will just tell it very briefly. One day Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was found missing. No one could find him. Devotees looked at the beach. Was not there. They looked near the temple. Was not there. They looked in each single street of Puri. Lord Chaitanya was not there. It became evening like this. And one fisherman came to the beach. And he behaved very strangely. Krishna, 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 Krishna. He behaved like this. Swarup Damodar said, what has happened with you? The fisherman said, Krishna, Krishna. Swarup Damodar was meeting him. When someone is ghostly haunted, you beat him. The man said, I don't know. I was fishing. And then I found a fish. It was a golden fish. I pulled the fish with my net in my boat. And since I was touching him. Krishna, Krishna! Krishna, Krishna! I do not know what has happened with me. It is very difficult for me to explain. Krishna, Krishna! Then Swarup Damodar said, where is that golden fish? I am a great exorcist. I want to see this fish. Tell me where is the fish. I don't want to go near him. Krishna, Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then convinced the fisherman that he could only drive the ghost away when he would see the golden fish, the ghostly fish. And the fisherman brought him to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How did the Lord look? He had a beautiful golden body. His eyes were closed. Very slowly the breathing came. They had to make some little cotton swab to find out if it was moving. So slowly the breath came. Swarup Damodar saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he called all the devotees around and very softly they chanted, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Very softly they chanted. Finally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came up, and he was only in half consciousness, not in full consciousness. He looked and he said, "Where is my Krishna? I was bathing in the Yamuna and I saw Krishna. He was there with the gopis. The gopis were hiding behind the lotus flowers, but Krishna found them and then he very softly sprinkled them with water. And there was music. There was the sound of the anchor bells." Then Lord Chaitanya came to his full consciousness and saw, "What did you do to me? Why did you bring me here?" Hare Krishna. So this was happening in the ocean of Puri. You can see now at the ocean. Somewhere out there the fishermen found the golden fish. And we hope that one day we will catch Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood also. When we see the Persian Gulf, we will not think of oil or of only water, but that we think of the Yamuna at that time, that we think of Lord Krishna at that time. There's a very important that our consciousness becomes colored. The Krishna Kala. So I thank you very, very much. If you want to have this, then you must follow the. Then you can follow this little guidebook. It's called Nectar of Instruction. Do we have it in Persian language? We have it. Please read very carefully. I could only give you a summary, but there you will find what you have to do to come to the Krishna conscious level. I think now we wanted to make something, but I feel we need to take now the picnic. Picnic is somewhere there. Who knows? Who knows where the picnic is? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bo Hare Krishna.